stuffed full of turkey and probably had many other things you could have done or wanted to do, but you came to the house of the Lord, and I believe that each and all of us are going to be blessed for being in God's house today. Amen. 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 I'm going to preach in just a few moments today, but let me, would you just give it up for the praise team leading us today? Isn't that fantastic? Amen. I love the presence of the Lord, and it's just a joy to get to know them and just feel this house a little bit and see what it is that God wants to do in this place. We love worship, our family. It's just part of who we are. So I love the culture here to just take a few moments and to worship the Lord in each service. It just builds and builds and builds. And then an opportunity for the word of the Lord to come and speak to our hearts and to help us. Amen. And to build us. And we're grateful for that. We're going to be traveling today after the service, heading back to Texas. Our kids have school there tomorrow, so we're going to make the long drive this afternoon and into the evening, obviously, into the night. So we hope that you will pray with us today. My kids, just to give you an idea of what we're going to be doing the next few weeks, our kids are going to be finishing this semester in Texas in their school. They just have really just 3 weeks or so left before the Christmas break there. And so they're going to finish school, and I'll be coming back and forth. I'll be here next Sunday. We'll be preaching, and I'm excited about that. We're looking for a place to live, and we've spent the week, just had a wonderful week just getting to know the area a little bit and just visiting neighborhoods and restaurants and meeting people, and it's been so much fun the last few days to meet different ones in the community, and just to feel so welcomed and to feel received and welcomed by all of you. We're so grateful. You had a beautiful cake for us last Sunday, along with an incredible Thanksgiving meal. You know, you folks can cook. There's no doubt about it. Some fantastic food. Amen. That's the first thing I want to know about a church. I want to know, can somebody cook? If somebody can cook, then we can make it. Amen. And y'all can. It was fantastic. And so we enjoyed so much. I hope that you had a wonderful Thanksgiving. And I know it's a holiday weekend. And it's a holiday weekend, and many are traveling, And there were a number of people that told us last Sunday they were going to be traveling out of state or out of town this week. And I'm sure they're on their way back today. So we pray traveling mercies for all of them. But we look forward to next Sunday getting everyone back in the house. This is a wonderful opportunity to invite people, to let people know. You don't have to tell them to come meet me or come see me, but just listen, there's good things happening at the church at Covington, and you want to be a part of it. Amen. So invite people, connect with people, let them know that this is the place to be at 10 a.m. on Sunday mornings. They want to be a part of this. What a blessing it's been this week to just spend time with the church staff and to spend time with Pastor Mark and Blanca. And these are just fantastic people. You already know that. But these are incredible, incredible people. I'm so thankful. So thankful for the opportunity to get to work with Pastor Mark and just see just what a blessing all of us can be to you. And to just see this church flourish and thrive and grow and see the difference that all of us together can make in this community. Doesn't it sound like fun? I want to be a part of it. I want to be right in the middle of it. Amen. Mark chapter 8. We're going to read a few verses of scripture here in just a few moments. Where is Sheila Ogle? Sheila, are you here somewhere? Did you help decorate your team, you and some folk? I came in last Sunday. My wife and I nearly started doing a dance all back in the back. We've spent 10 years decorating our church in Texas for Christmas and came in last Sunday, and wow, it just looks beautiful all over the campus. And thank you. Would you give her a hand and her team, everyone that I know she wasn't alone. There were others that were helping, and so we're so grateful for everything you do to make this happen each and every week. Father, we thank you for our time together today. Thank you for worship. Thank you for praise. Thank you for the heart of this people that has just reached for you today with hands lifted and with voices raised in worship and in praise today. I know today, Lord, that what has been sent up is going to come back down in the form of blessing and strength and healing and help. And I thank you, Lord, that before we leave this service, before this day concludes, Lord, that we're going to say, you know what, I am blessed, I am helped, I have been touched in the presence of the Lord. Speak to us these next few moments as we work with your word a little while. I believe that you want to help us, and we anticipate your strength coming in these scriptures today. We pray it in Jesus' name, and everyone said amen. Mark chapter 8, beginning at verse number 1. In those days, the multitude being very great and having nothing to eat, Jesus called his disciples to him and said to them, I have compassion on the multitude because they have now continued with me 3 days and have nothing to eat. And if I send them away hungry to their houses, they will faint on the way. Some of them have come from afar. Then his disciples answered him, how can one satisfy these people with bread here in the wilderness? He asked them, how many loaves do you have? And they said, 7. So he commanded the multitude to sit down on the ground, and he took the 7 loaves and gave thanks, broke them, and gave them to his disciples to set before them, and they set them before the multitude. They also, having a few small fish, and having blessed them, he said to set them also before them. Verse 8, so they ate and were filled and took up 7 large baskets of leftover fragments. Now those who had eaten were about 4,000, and he sent them away. So Jesus is spending time teaching and pouring into these people for 3 days, and they're hungry, obviously. He said, it's time for them to go home, but I don't want them to go home empty-handed. I want to feed them. And so they fed them the loaves. They fed them the fish. And then the Bible said that they had 7 baskets of leftover fragments. I want to talk to you today about the leftovers. The leftovers. Now, I need you to be honest today. How many of you are going to go home and you're going to eat Thanksgiving leftovers? Anyone? Look at the hands all over this place. Wow. You're going home to eat leftovers. you prepared so much food. Thanksgiving is is an over-the-top experience where we just go all out and we prepare so much, and you have so much left over. Now, I need you to be as equally honest. How many of you are sick of leftovers? Look at the same hands. The same ones that are going home to eat leftovers are the same ones who are saying they are sick of leftovers. I don't want any more of that. I'm not going to eat turkey for a long time. I don't want dressing anytime soon. I'm not a big fan of leftovers. My family loves them, and they love to get something to go, and I guess I do it as well, thinking that maybe one of them will eat it, or there are those good intentions. I certainly don't want this to go to waste, and so we get the doggy bag, we get the leftover container, and we pack up all of the things that we like. If you ever eat with my parents, they're funny. You'll meet them at some point, but they have some funny ways about them. But when you're eating with them and they want to take something home, some leftovers from the restaurant, oftentimes in the nice restaurants, the server will offer to pack that up. You know, we'll take that and we'll pack that up for you and bring it back. But my parents are very adamant. They'll nearly bite the hand of the server quickly to say, no, just bring us the box here, bring us the foil, bring us the bag, whatever it is that you provide for leftovers, just bring that and we will pack it up here. What's the deal with that? Why are you so particular about your leftovers? Well, it was just a few months ago that they got some leftovers on a Sunday after church, and my stepfather went to work on Monday, and when he came in that evening, my mom asked how his chicken was the next day. He said, I don't know, I had a cheeseburger for lunch. She said, where did you get the cheeseburger? He said, out of the leftover container. She said, we didn't order a cheeseburger. And then the gagging began. That three-quarter eaten, bites taken out of it cheeseburger that ended up in his leftover container was not his at all. It belonged to some other patron of the restaurant, and they got mixed up. So they're very particular about their leftovers. You're going to bring that box to the table, and we're going to do our own packing. That has nothing to do with me not being a fan. I don't know what it is. I understand that good cooks really do not know how to cook for a few. They start cooking, and before you know it, they have enough to feed an army. And I would assume they probably cook with the leftovers in mind. They're thinking about enjoying this again the next day, or having enough of this on hand, you know. To just make a little more fun of my parents, they like to freeze things. There's probably this lasagna in their freezer from 2 years ago, and if they get hungry for lasagna, does anybody else freeze your food? You freeze stuff. Y'all do that here in Georgia as well. Maybe it's just my weird family. I don't know, but I get excited about food in the moment. I'm excited about the restaurant that I'm going to. I'm excited about the entree that I'm going to order. I'm excited about the flavors and the taste and the experience of the restaurant. But once that moment is gone, once that moment is no more, then I kind of move on from it, and I'll come back there again. I'll order the same thing again, but I'm not real excited about having that same leftover food the next day. And I hear you talking to me right now. You're saying, wait a minute, the food is always better the next day. That's what they say about the leftovers. That's what they say about the good food that is cooked today. It's going to be better. It's something about the melding of the ingredients. It's something about allowing them to sit for a while and just working together, all of the flavors mixing together. You get excited about leftovers. It's amazing that what takes you 3 hours to prepare takes you only 30 seconds to warm up. Something seems wrong with that, doesn't it? Yeah, we have leftovers. And I would imagine, I talked with a number of people across the campus this morning who said they had a fantastic Thanksgiving. And many of you said, I'm still so full, you know, I'm full of turkey, or I'm full of dressing. It's just it's an exciting holiday, and probably your refrigerator looks like that pic that was on the screen just a moment ago. The Tupperware containers, the Cool Whip containers. I don't. My mother has an entire. Don't tell her kids that I talk so much about her today, but. She has an entire cupboard that is full of Cool Whip. I've never seen Cool Whip in her refrigerator. I've never eaten Cool Whip at her house. If you're going to have any kind of a whip topping, it's going to be homemade whipping cream. I've never even seen, you know, Cool Whip in her house, but yet she has hundreds, I'm kidding you not, hundreds of Cool Whip containers. We cannot visit their house without them sending something home with us in a Cool Whip container. And so probably today your refrigerator looks something like this. You have these leftovers. You have these containers that are full of all of your efforts from Thanksgiving. Maybe you sent your guest home. Maybe you sent your kids home. Maybe you sent the grandkids home with their own containers. You go back to your house and you take some of this with you. You can have some leftovers to enjoy the next couple of days. Oh yeah, Thanksgiving is that holiday where we cook everything on this special day, and we have no concern for our health. We have no concern for calories. We're not worried at all about our waistlines. It is the opportunity to eat what we want and as much of what we want, and we enjoy it to the fullest. I like Mark chapter 8, and I want to show you how this connects today and how this relates one to the other. The Bible said in Mark chapter 8 that there were people everywhere. It was a great multitude. It was amazing when Jesus would open his mouth and begin to teach, when he would begin to speak the word of life, people were gathering. There were a couple of these moments and times when Jesus fed people with just loaves and fish, and this is one of those times. There are people everywhere, a great multitude. Mark described it as he's been teaching for 3 days and they haven't missed a word of his teaching. They've wanted to get all that he was giving. They wanted to receive all that he was putting out. They didn't want to miss anything. And it seems odd that they have been with Jesus for a few days and yet they are still hungry. They've been with him, hearing the word of life, eating the book, if you will, experiencing the presence of the Lord, and yet there is something that is still lacking in their life. I think it is indicative of you and I. We're in the house of the Lord. We're here. We're in the presence of God, and yet we are still hungry. We're busier than we've ever been. We are living higher than we have ever lived. We have more going on. Our hands are in more things. Our mind is pulled in more directions than ever, and yet we are still hungry. There is still something that is pulling on us. That's why I appreciate our praise team today that would just push the pause button for one moment. I know we have somewhere we want to get to today. They extended the Black Friday sale just for Sunday afternoon only, and if I get out of this service in time, I'm going to be able to run to Atlanta. I'm going to be able to run to, I'm going to be able to get to the mall. And we're busy, but still there is something that is missing in our lives. I think every now and then we've got to make sure that we're getting the right thing. You see, the Bible said that they were with Jesus. This moment was amazing. This moment was incredible. They're with Jesus. They're in the presence of the Lord. Can I just tell you on this holiday weekend that it is our goal, it is my desire and my wish that every single Sunday that we would be with Jesus. Can I just tell you that this is not about me? It's not about the words that I'm going to speak today or next Sunday or 28 Sundays from now or 117 Sundays from now. It's not about me. It's about the fact that we need to hunger and thirst and desire to be with Jesus. That's why when you come in the house of the Lord, come in with that desire. Come in with that goal. I'm going to see my friends. I'm going to shake a bunch of hands. I'm going to sing a song. I may learn a new song today, but most importantly, I am going to be with Jesus. I'm going to make that spiritual connection. I'm going to lift my hands in worship. I'm going to lift my voice in praise. I am not going to miss the opportunity and the chance to be with Jesus, because that is what matters most. It's what matters most. I don't discount community. I love it. I loved walking around the building today and in the cafe where groups of people just talking and sharing and just you know, life and just drinking coffee together and eating a donut together and just pockets of people all over the house. Walking through the sanctuary this morning, and there's people that are here just visiting with one another and connecting with one another. That's incredible. That's awesome. If you're used to getting here a little late in the service, you ought to consider coming a little bit early just to have the chance to meet people and to have those conversations with people, because it's awesome. It's great to fellowship with God's people. But listen, that is not the most important thing about my Sunday. The most important thing is the opportunity to say, Lord, there is no one like you. I've come to worship you today. I've come to magnify you today. I've come to sing the song today of praise. I've come to lift hands in worship today, because there is no one like you. So every single Sunday, it is our goal for there to be good food in this house, nourishing food in this house. If you consider me a chef, then get ready to eat, because I plan to cook some good food in this kitchen. I love what's happening in this moment right now. I don't know how many times I've preached in my life. I don't know how many times I started when I was about 15 years old, actively preaching on a weekly basis. I'm 45, so I've been doing this a little while, and I love it. I woke up this morning earlier, an hour or two earlier than the alarm was even set to go off, and inside my spirit was running and excited, anticipating what God is going to do in this house, who God is going to bless, who God is going to touch, who God is going to shake today and speak to today, and whose life he is going to turn around today. I'm not tired of this. I still get excited about this. So I plan to cook some good food. I plan to cook some nourishing food in this house, the kind of food that heals people, the kind of food that delivers people, the kind of food that saves people. Is anybody ready to eat today? Is anybody ready to say, you know what? I want another bite. I want some more of what that is cooked up. I want some more of what God has available for me. I don't want to miss a meal. I don't want to miss an experience. I don't want to miss anything. I want to be a part of what God is doing. And then Jesus looks out after these people have eaten. Everyone has eaten. They've had bread multiplied, and they've had fish multiplied, and everyone is nourished. Everyone is satisfied. Everyone is full. And now Jesus says, it's time for you to go home. I'm glad you enjoyed this experience, but you can't stay here all day. We're glad you're here this morning. But guess what? In a little while, you have to go home. Can't stay here. These pews don't make for comfortable beds. The temperature's not going to be right in a few hours. No, you have to go home. Oh, we love the presence of the Lord. If I could just live in the sanctuary, if I could just live at the church, I have so much peace when I'm at the church. Me and my spouse get along so well when we're at the church. My kids act right when we're at the church. Can't we just stay here? No, you have to go home. They're going to turn out the lights in a little while. They're going to set the alarm in a little while. And you have to go home. I know you like these vacuumed floors, but you got to go home to your messy floor. Got to go home. Jesus said these people have to go home. It's kind of like what Peter said in Mark chapter 9. They were on the mountain, became known as the Mount of Transfiguration, and they sought Jesus, his clothes, everything about him just become almost translucent, a white. It was an incredible experience. And Peter said, hey, this moment is so powerful. This moment is so incredible. I don't ever want to leave this mountain again. In fact, let's build 3 tabernacles, Peter said. And Jesus said, no, we're not going to do that. You know why, Peter? Because you got to go home. Got to go home. This is amazing. The mountain is amazing. In the presence of the Lord is amazing. This is an experience like no other. Listen, I want you to expect that kind of experience every time you come to the church at Covington. If it so happens that today is your first time here and we welcome you, we're so glad that you are here. But we expect this every single Sunday, where the experience is electric, where the experience is powerful, where the worship is uplifting and the word encourages us and blesses us. This is incredible, and there is nothing like it, but he did not intend for us to live here 24 hours a day and 7 days a week. We have to go home. We have to go to work tomorrow. Have to go back to school tomorrow. We have to go back into the real world. And yet Jesus said, I want them to have something for those times. This is good. I want to invite others to join me here. I want to invite others to come and sit at this table with me and to experience this along with me, but they're going to have to go home as well. Everyone has to go home. Jesus said, I don't want you to go home empty-handed. I want you to take the leftovers with you. I want you to take leftovers with you. I got a Cool Whip bowl, container of my spirit. And I want you to take it with you. Because this house is not the only house in your life that ought to be peaceful. This ought not be the only place where you get along with your spouse. I want you to take some leftovers back to your house so that your house is blessed, so that your house is full of my presence and my spirit, so that your car has the same atmosphere of just, you know what, I think I can make it. I think I can be victorious. I think I can overcome. I think I can attain and achieve and be victorious. Listen. We got 7 baskets left over. Listen, I want every one of you to take some with you. I would imagine many of them were like us on Thursday. They were probably like you and I who said after our second plate, or our fourth plate, I don't even know if you're going to count that fifth plate after the football game ended and you just went in the refrigerator and grabbed one of those containers and you didn't put it on a plate. You just ate it right out of the bowl. You know what you said? I cannot eat one more bite. How many of you said it on Thursday? Can't eat one more bite. I will never eat again. I'm done. I'm more full than I've ever been. I don't want one more thing to eat. I don't want anything else. That's what they said. They had had enough. They didn't want anything else. We're full. You have fed us. You have blessed us. You have changed our lives with this one meal. I'll never be hungry again. But guess what? You got out there shopping on Friday. And that Black Friday exhaustion hit you. All of a sudden you were passing Sonic. Like a ram in the thicket. You just wanted something light because you ate so much the day before, you know. Just a double cheeseburger. Tater tots with cheese. Anybody hungry right now? Lord, they didn't give me breakfast at the hotel this morning. I'm preaching about food. Jesus said, they're full now, but tomorrow is coming. They're full on Sunday, but Monday is going to happen. They're full today, but tomorrow, when they're trying to navigate real life and real marriage and real parenting, they will be hungry again. The praise team led us today till my heart was overflowing and was just full of God's presence. But guess what? I will be hungry again. And next Sunday is too far away. It's too long from now. I need some leftovers to get me through. I need to know how to connect with God all through the week. How to make all of this work, how to pray, how to worship in my car, how to find just a moment. I don't have Andretta, I don't have the praise team, I don't have Pastor Daryl, I don't have anybody right here in my ear telling me I can make it. So how do I do this when I'm sitting in the traffic? How do I do this when I'm stressed out at work? How do I do this when school is overwhelming me and they're throwing another test at me that I'm just not sure I even know the answers to? How do I do this? On Sunday, I didn't think I would need more, but Monday happened and Wednesday came and I got hungry again. No, I don't want church to be the only happy place in your life. Your home should be full of the presence of God. So what we're saying today is get full of God in this house. Get full of His Spirit on Sunday and then start finding pockets and purses and containers and Cool Whip tubs and, I don't know, Tupperware, whatever you can get your hands on, and start tucking this thing away and banking His Spirit and His presence in your life to say, you know what, when the hard time comes, when the difficulty comes, when the challenge shows up this week, I'm not going to be empty-handed. I'm going to have something I can rely on. I'm going to have something I can depend on. I am going to have something I can worship about, because God has sent me home with leftovers. God has sent me home with leftovers. I'm leaving Sunday so full. I'm leaving Sunday so overflowing. I'm leaving Sunday so satisfied. And yet the Lord said, go ahead and take this with you. And here's why. He said, some came from afar. Don't ever doubt that God doesn't know right where you are. Don't ever doubt that He doesn't know exactly what you are going through. Oh, I know some came from just around the corner, but there's others that had to travel a great distance. There's others that had to come. I know what they're coming from. I know their home life is not great. I know their spouse doesn't serve the Lord. I know they've got difficulty right now in their jobs. There's some people that have come from afar. Listen, I don't know where you came from today, but I have no doubt there are people in this room that have come from far. And God is trying to let you know today that He knows where you are. He knows what you're going through. He knows what you have suffered. He knows what has happened in your life. And He's saying, listen, I've got my eye on it. I'm working my will in your life. But take some leftovers back to your situation. Until your situation changes. Some come from far. He said, I don't want them to faint on the way. What good would it do if they left full but fainted on the way? Can I tell you on this Sunday morning that there is bread enough to get you home? There's bread enough to sustain you every step of the journey. God, I feel you in this house today. I can feel what I feel right now. The palpable presence of God. It's not just a church thing. It can be a car thing. And a cubicle thing, and a break room thing, and a bathroom stall thing, and a hallway out behind the staircase. Just eating leftovers, just making sure that I have what I. No, leftovers aren't as fancy. We weren't at home this year, so we were kind of makeshifting our Thanksgiving. Promised our kids we would take them to their favorite restaurant. We've done it before on Thanksgiving, and it's always an awesome experience, and white tablecloth, and servers are so attentive. It's a great experience. It's fun. We all ate. But come time to pack it up, and me, the leftover. Do we want to take this home, guys? We're in a hotel. Kristen said, we have a refrigerator in the room. So microwave. Okay. There she was Friday morning, just right out of the white styrofoam container with a plastic fork, eating the leftovers. There was no white tablecloth. The silverware wasn't silver at all. It was white and would break if you pushed down too hard. No server to make sure the tea glass was replenished. But the food was the same. Church is church. I still want the fancy restaurant with the white tablecloth and the fancy silverware, but if I'm hungry, I'm hungry. It doesn't matter. I'll eat anywhere. Leftovers. Who wants some leftovers today? Man, I was so blessed in this service. But I want some more. I know I'm going to get hungry again.
Oh, oh, oh. Oh,
would you stand with me across the room today? I don't know what you may need in your life. I don't know what may be happening in your world. I don't know from where you may be coming or what you had to deal with this week. We're all talking about Thanksgiving like it was greatest experience in all of our lives, and the reality is it may have been a painful experience for you. It may have been hard. It may have been difficult. I'm telling you, God's got you. He knows right where you are, what you're dealing with, what's happening in your life. They're going to sing, and I want to open the altars today for anybody. Anyone in this room, whether you're our guest, whether you're a longtime member of this house, you just want some leftovers. Taking my container home today. Gonna make sure I've got some of this for the week. Not gonna miss what God has for me. Amen. I invite you, if you're here today and you want God to do something good in your life. Maybe you need healing in your body. Maybe you need healing in your life. I want to pray with you today. I believe God is here to move and to work and to help us and to do what only He can do. Just to worship Him for a few moments and to lift Him and to praise Him and to honor Him. And you get what you need in this house today. In the name of Jesus. If you're here and you want that, come. Come even now.
To worship you. To worship you, I live.
Thank you, Lord.
To worship you, I live to worship you.
Everything I have, oh,
to worship you, I live.
I praise you, Lord.
To worship you. I live
to worship you. Come, that's it. Everything I need, oh God,
to worship you, I live.
Oh,
to worship you, I live.
I live
to worship you.
Thank you for being so prayerful and attentive and respectful during ministry time today and just allowing God to touch people's lives. Are you helped today? Are you blessed today in the house? Amen, amen. Give us our lights back. We're about to be dismissed. I know our crowd has grown significantly since we first started the service today. If you didn't get a chance to return your tithes today or give your offering, you can do that in one of these baskets out here, or receptacles on the sides of the building or out there in the foyer. You can be a part of that if you want to come and lay it on the altar. Amen. You're blessed today and your seed is blessed today, and we thank you for being a part of the miracle of this house. Father, bless these people today. Let this week be a week that is ordained and blessed of you. I plead the blood over our families, our homes, our marriages, our kids today, Lord, as we go back to school, as we go back to work, as we go back into the mission field, Lord. I thank you for blessing us. We pray it in Jesus' name. And everybody said amen. Amen. Hug about five people, meet somebody you've never met before, and be blessed. Thank you, Lord.
To worship you, I live.